as I already mentioned, letting go can be selective or holistic. You can practice letting go from a particular center, or a few centers at the same time, or you can practice letting go without emphasizing any particular center with the whole of your existence. On the other hand, penetrative surrender is primarily selective. You practice it commonly from one center at a time. Even though theoretically you can practice a gentle penetrative surrender from more than one center, but if you really want to pass the portal to the Absolute through any of the centers, usually you just need to entirely focus on that center from which you are surrendering. Now, we could divide letting go into two categories. One is letting go without support, pure letting go, and second would be the letting go with support. Meaning you are using some additional tools to help you deepen your that movement of letting go. One of the very useful tools that you can use, highly recommended, is letting go while connecting to exhalation. Letting go with exhalation. It, this fall, descent of the vital force is helping you to drop more vertically. And again, that exhalation can be connected to a particular center, or can be somehow distributed, connected to all of you. exhalation is not only affecting being, but it is affecting consciousness, because consciousness as well is linked to the vital force. Additionally, letting go can be as well linked with the touch of penetrative surrender. Letting go is still the main emphasis, but you are additionally supporting that energetic drop, this vertical energetic drop, to the activity of pure attention, which is extending itself through vertically through one or more centers of your pure subjectivity. Additionally, letting go can be as well somehow connected, somehow combined with the practice of non-doing. Someone asked what is the connection or distinction between letting go and non-doing. They're quite closely connected, but not the same. Because in the practice of non-doing, you are not letting go. You do not have intention to let go. You are just being. Or the practice of letting go has this intention to surrender. Not just the surrender of doing, but energetic surrender. Deepening of your vertical realization. But the thing is that if the practice of letting go becomes too much of a practice, meaning you are doing too much, trying to let go, then it begins to defeat the purpose. So you are letting go, but you are also letting go of letting go. And then you move to the state of non-doing. Normally you, in your meditation, you should oscillate between letting go and non-doing. one can focus in particular meditation only on letting go, or only on non-doing, but usually you mix, you move between these two. So that if you go into the mode of non-doing, you are balancing letting go. For instance, in the practice, in the letting go with support, where you connect it to exhalation, and there is a sense of falling, settling down inside yourself, eventually you come to a certain plateau. Everything sort of stops. And this is why you switch to non-doing. Then there's one more thing in that letting go with support, that occasionally you you need to consciously embody your light stronger. Somehow center yourself in your light, having more of the weight of identity, the weight of existence. And that weight actually supports the energetic deepening when you engage into the practice of letting go. The practice of letting go is quite creative, and you need to use different approaches, such as, for instance, from time to time, perhaps emphasizing the absolute state. So there is this foundation, and based on that foundation, the strength of being, there is naturally more pull over consciousness. So then when you let go from consciousness, you can go deeper. So now, try to let go with exhalation. You inhale, as if your breath was filling all of you, which it is, because the vital force is emanating, is energizing the whole of you. And then with exhalation, you drop, you completely, totally let go. Exhalation, being connected to exhalation, is teaching you actually how to let go. So connecting, letting go to exhalation is particularly helpful to those who are still somehow confused how to practice pure letting go. How to actually let go. If you let go with exhalation, you can immediately identify the change in yourself. There's more restfulness, energy drops, consciousness more settles down, the whole of you. It's just not possible not to notice these things. They are self-evident. However, it is very beneficial from time to time to dedicate your meditation to pure letting go without support. So how do you let go? How you put yourself in the state of free fall, weightlessness. As we did before, you can start from your body. Let go in your body. Then look inside and scan your consciousness, your different regions of the whole of you. And identify in which places are you still holding? That tendency to hold is universal. Everybody is holding. Unconsciously, habitual tendencies, obsessive tendencies, too much control, and additionally that holding is part of the how that human self developed. And it is part of the dimension of presence. Presence is holding onto itself. This is what we call lower individuality. The kind of individuality which is experiencing itself in separation, in isolation from the absolute subjectivity. So you need to sensitively identify the places in which you hold. And release that holding. In situations like that, you are letting go while emphasizing that particular region of your pure subjectivity. You are letting go from that place. And then when you recognize that it is satisfactory, you can return to holistic letting go. Letting go among other benefits allows you to experience true transparency, weightlessness. as you let go, as you keep letting go, you are learning how to master letting go. Can I let go more? This is what I think is letting go. It's just some kind of a relative relaxation within myself. Letting go experience on a very shallow level. So can I let go more? Can I let go totally? Total surrender. So even though there are different goals that we can reach in terms of surrender through letting go, but letting go is also a goal in itself. It is the way to exist. In each instant, in each moment, we come into existence. We are born into creation. And letting go is what brings the ultimate balance. Into our that continuous coming into creation. to be born, and we are born in each instant, is to depart. And letting go is to return. The practice of letting go is extremely beautiful and healing. In a way, it is the ultimate medicine for the human condition. That letting go has to be continuous, has to be stabilized. And it's something that you practice, not just in meditation, but at all times. Even when you are busy with different things inside, you are letting go. Because letting go is the only way to be. Even in the practice of non-doing, letting go should be naturally present. It is just that you are not intentionally practicing letting go. Letting go is somewhat embedded in non-doing, or should be embedded, should be integrated with non-doing. Each moment you are letting go. It is another type of self-remembrance, remembering to let go.